Good morning, evening, and afternoon, and welcome to this episode of Atomic Thinkers. Today, we'll be talking about the roles, the economic systems, and ideologies we have in establishing and maintaining power and authority. Today, I have two guests with me, Leah and Anna Lilia, to help me cover this podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, hi there. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for inviting us.
Joining me first will be Leah, but Anna Lilia will get to you a bit later. Now, Leah, I was wondering if you had a response to today's focus. What roles did the economic system and ideologies have on establishing and maintaining power and authority?
Well, you know, that's a very, very deep question. So I'm sorry if my answer to this is kind of long. But, you know, economic systems and ideologies can have many roles. Like, it can affect how a person feels about certain beliefs or their economy, things like that. For this, I'm going to use the decision, for an example, I'm going to use the decision to drop the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We know that the United States publicly supported these two atomic bombs. And we also know that Henry Stimson, which was a lawyer and a Republican Party politician, he wanted to warn the Japanese about the bomb. However, James Byrne, which was an American judge for the South Carolina, wanted to drop the bomb without any warning to shock Japan into surrendering.
It sounds like Henry Stimson and James Byrne, they had way different ways that they wanted to handle the situation. I feel like if it were I in that situation and I had to choose who to support, I probably would have went with Henry, though, because he gave them a chance, at least. And he warned them of the indefinite consequences that they would have had to deal with if they didn't cooperate. What do you guys think?
Well, you know, personally, I don't think I would have been able to make a decision. I mean, if I thought it would have ended the war, then maybe. But at the same time, I think I would have thought about the lives that, you know, would have been taken.
Anna Lilia? What about you?
Yes. Yes, I would have to go with Leah because in this situation, it would make it a really big, difficult decision to me for I to make since there's cons on each side and most of the cons are really risky. As Leah said about the thought of many lives taken away by my decision, it would make me feel kind of responsible for all the lives that were taken.
Yeah, I understand where you guys are both coming from. I was trying to say that if it was like back then and I had to choose who I was going to support because they were forced to choose who they were going to support because they were living in it that time, I probably would have not have even thought of the atomic bomb. I probably would have tried and stopped all wars, but all we could do now is try to stop history from repeating itself.
Dude, yeah, if it was the case, then I would have to go with Henry Stimson because he was, in a way, generous, letting the people know, like, beforehand, a warning that they were going to do such, but, and it was kind of, like, their decision to see if they were going to cooperate with them. If not, then not maybe so many people would have died.
I do agree with both of you. I also feel like if they warned the Japanese, then the war could have ended in a better way.
Well, for the audience, we should probably go back to the beginning of this war, just for a bit of context. This is World War II, and the war started on September 1st, 1939. The U.S. managed to stay out of the war for a long time because of isolation, but the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And Pearl Harbor, it homed like an army facility, and it was like on Hawaii. But when the Japanese like attacked Pearl Harbor, America couldn't stay out of the war for long, so they decided to retaliate. And I forgot the exact day that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed, but I believe Anna Lilia has that.
Yeah, indeed, I do have that. The exact date that they were bombed was on August 6th, 1945.
Thanks.
Of course, but who came up with the whole idea to make the attack of the Pearl Harbor?
It was actually an admiral. He came up with the idea. Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto.
He was the commander-in-chief of the Japanese combined fleet.
Oh, so then who came up with the idea to drop the bomb of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
To be honest, I'm not really sure of that.
Well, it's not like the technology was made in the blink of the eye. President Roosevelt already wrote off on a project called the Manhattan Project, and it focused on nuclear weaponry and advances. It originally started because they were scared that German scientists were working on such nuclear weaponry since, like, the 1930s.
Yeah, but before we go any deeper, I just wanted to clear up for the audience what the Manhattan Project was. The Manhattan Project was a research and development undertaking during World War II that produced the first nuclear weapons, which was led by the United States.
Okay, so if it was the president's idea on the project, how come the president had already written off the project and not, I don't know, another citizen or someone underneath them?
Well, the project was brought to him by Albert Einstein and Leo Szilard, I'm sorry guys, because they found out that German scientists had discovered nuclear fission. And in response to that, they wanted to make out their own nuclear advances, so they had to get permission from someone. So they went straight to the president. So they sent a letter out of fear that the Germans were trying to make an atomic bomb.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Thank you so much for that clarification. I just got a little confused about that, but sorry about all the questions.
No problem.
Going more into the bombs that were dropped, how did Japan respond to this?
Japan was mostly shocked that the U.S. was able to carry out the process of dropping an atomic bomb.
Okay. I guess I can understand that. I don't know about you guys or anyone else, but like every time I think about this topic or it's brought up, I think a lot about the lives that were most likely taken. The bombs took thousands of lives, many instantly, and others from, radiation that was brought off from the bomb.
Yeah, in Japan actually had to surrender from the war only like 8 days after the whole bombing. August 14th of the same year, 1945, and that ended the war. Thank you for listening to this episode of Atomic Thinkers, and thank you, Anna Lilia and Leah, for joining me for this episode.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
Of course, thank you. Bye-bye.